1 Kings 17 and verse 1, and the Bible says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was in the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord of God, Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded, look at that word right there. I love this scripture. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Everybody say commanded.
Commanded.
The ravens to feed thee. Say that.
The ravens.
Now say there.
There.
And watch. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Let's pray. Lord, thank you again for your word. We delight in your word. We delight, Lord, in the fact that your word can teach us, can instruct us, can help us, can equip us, can empower us. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Lord, we just pray that this word will find application in our lives, Lord. It's not just for the sake of information, God, but it's for the sake of application. Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I want to talk to you about what the Lord put on my heart tonight. A message called A Place Called There. Everybody say it. A Place Called There. A Place Called There. Now I read to you in the scripture, 1 Kings 17, verse 4. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Everybody say there.
There.
Say right there.
Right there.
Now God specifically gave Elijah directions. Directions for his protection, for his provision, and he could only expect these provisions if he obeyed God. He could only expect this protection. Now King Ahab wanted to kill him. God told him, go hide yourself at Brook Cherith. He could only expect God's protection and God's provision if he obeyed God. Everybody say, a place called there.
A place called there.
Now, there is a place. There is a real place. It's not a metaphysical place. It's not metaphorical. It's not a figment of the imagination. And it's not just symbolic. Now we could tonight, we could spiritualize it, and we could say that there is wherever and whenever you are faithful to and obedient to the directions and the instructions God gives you. And that would be true to an extent. But there's more to it than that. Because everywhere you find there in the scripture, it is always a place. Everybody say it. There is a place called there. Hallelujah. So then, inquiring minds want to know where there is. Hallelujah. Some people would say there is Grover Beach. Hallelujah. I know where there is. I got to get there. There is Grover Beach. Amen. Where is there? Number one. There is wherever God has put you or God has directed you to go. Number two, now listen to this tonight. Many times there is not the place of our choosing. It's the place God chooses for us. Many times it is not the place of our choosing. It is the place God has chosen for us. God has chosen a place for every one of us. Now watch this. We're going to go through the scripture. We're going to find some truth in the scripture tonight. For Jeremiah, there was the potter's house. In Jeremiah verse chapter 18, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Truthfully speaking, Jeremiah didn't have a right to expect God to say anything else to him until he got to the potter's house. Because God told him, when you get there, you'll hear my voice. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rashiah. When you get there, I will cause you to hear my words. For Naaman, it was a puny, muddy river called Jordan. Now, we've read the scripture, 2 Kings 5 and 12, says, "Are not Arbana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. In 2 Kings 5 and 14, it says, "Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." The point is that Naaman could have dipped in 100 different, bigger, cleaner rivers than Jordan, but he would have not been healed. He would have died with his leprosy. He had to go there. He had to go there. Everybody say, "A place called there."
A place called there.
He had to go there. He had to dip there. For Moses, there was a cleft in the rock. Moses desired to see the glory of God. In Exodus 33, 21 through 23, God said to Moses, "There is a place." Hallelujah. "There is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock." Oh, hallelujah. "And I will cover you with my hand while I pass by." And he said, "I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." I'm telling you, God put Moses in a place called there so he could see his glory. Glory, hallelujah. For Joseph's father and his brethren, it was the land of Goshen. The land of Goshen was a place called there. In Genesis 45, 10 through 11, Joseph speaks to his brothers. He said, "And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. And there," oh hallelujah, "there will I nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty." He says, "I will make sure that you are blessed there. If you get there, there is provision there. If you get there, there's nourishment there. If you get there, there's blessings there. If you get there, there's abundance there. But if you don't get there, you can't..." "If you don't get there, you can't blame me, because I'm sending the blessing there." Harashiah. Woo! Everybody say, "A place called there." Now, Exodus 24 and 12, the Lord said unto Moses, "Come up to me into the mount and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." Be there. Everybody say, "A place called there." Now, watch this. Be there. You know, bring your whole being to me. Have you ever heard that phrase, "He's not all there"? Well, sometimes that just simply means you're not connecting with what's going on around you. It can mean that you're present physically, but you're not connecting with what's going on around you. You're not all there. It's not enough just to go somewhere, but you have to be there when you get there. God said, "Come on up to the mountain, Moses, and when you get to the top of the mountain, I want you to be there." Don't just come to church. Be there. There's some people that come to church, but they're not there. There's some people come to church, but they're in front of the television set. They're thinking about what they're going to eat after church. Some people are like me. I used to think, man, when I first got
healed. God first worked that miracle in my life, I was thinking of my meals 3-4 days ahead, sometimes a week ahead. I was planning my meals. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was there when I got there. For Joseph, there was a prison. Now watch, you got to stay with this, because there's some great revelation in this. For Joseph, there was a prison. Betrayed by his brethren, falsely accused of sexual misconduct, and forgotten. In Genesis 41, 9 through 10, it says, "Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with thy servants, and put me in a ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream, and there was there with us a young man." Oh, hallelujah. "A Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted it to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret, and it came to pass as he interpreted to us. So it was, me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh." And that's where Joseph began to rule and reign over Egypt. Now listen, friend, I'm sure that when Joseph was in prison, he could have thought of a lot of other places he would have rather been. I'm sure that he could have thought of other places he'd rather been, things he'd rather done. But if he hadn't have been there, I'm trying to help somebody tonight, but if he hadn't have been there, he wouldn't have heard the butler and the baker's dream. He wouldn't have interpreted that baker and butler's dream, and he wouldn't have been brought before Pharaoh. I'm trying to tell somebody, God wants to get you there because your blessing is there. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's talk about the place called there. Everybody say it with me. A place called there. If you are a child of God, then you are trusting that your steps are ordered of the Lord. And that those steps will lead you to the right place at the right time. That place is there. In other words, if you are a child of God, you're trusting in the Lord, your steps are ordered of the Lord, he's leading you to where he wants you to be. You will be there when you need to be. Oh, yeah, yeah. If I say a place called there, now let's go a little deeper. There is a place God chooses for us. We can't just accidentally end up there. If God chooses it for us, we can't just accidentally happenstance end up there. Because it is a place God chooses for us. There is a place, and there is a place of obedience. Oh, I can preach right here for a while. There is a place of obedience. You're not going to get there without obedience. There is a place of preparation. There is a place of humbling. There is a place of closeness to God, nearness to God. There is a place of revelation. There is a place of cleansing. There is a place of reviving. Oh, hallelujah. It was at a place called there that Elijah was prepared for Mount Carmel. Are you hearing me tonight? God said, go to the brook Cherith, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. It was at Cherith. It was at the place called Cherith that Elijah was prepared for Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel, he called fire down from heaven. Brook Cherith, he ate bread, and he ate flesh, and he drank water, and he ate what the ravens brought him. But at Mount Carmel, he's calling fire down from heaven. Sometimes we miss, we miss many times our Mount Carmel because we're not willing to go there. Oh, yeah, we're not willing to go there. We're not willing to go to Cherith. Cherith is a place of cutting. It means to cut, and it means to cut off. It speaks of humility. Oh, yeah. Everybody say, go there.
Go there.
God says to his prophet, Elijah, there are commanded blessings that have your name on them. Oh, yeah. I've already given the commandment, and the messengers have the address. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. The problem is then, even though God has commanded, God has given the commanded blessings, and the blessings have been put to your account, you're not going to get them unless you get to the designated drop-off place. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you better get there. Yeah. So what am I saying? So what is it? What are we saying? What are we talking about? You have to obey God. You have to obey God. You have to move when He says move. You have to stop when He says stop. When He says jump, you have to say how high. When He says stay, you have to stay. When He says go, you have to go. I'm talking about a place
called there.
In Genesis 26, 1 through 6, the Bible says, and there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, into Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto Isaac and said to him, don't go to Egypt. Go not down to Egypt. He says, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Then God says to Isaac, sojourn in this land. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, stay right here. And I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Hallelujah. My microphone died on me. I will bless you. I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And here's what the Bible says. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. In other words, Isaac stayed there. It didn't make sense, friend. Listen, it didn't make sense for him to stay there. It didn't make sense. It was logical for him to go to Egypt. Everybody was leaving town. Everybody was headed out of that drought-stricken, famine-stricken area. They were looking for better territory, looking for better climate, looking for better land. But the Bible says, oh, Rashi, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says Isaac stayed there. He stayed in that land, and the Lord blessed him there. The Lord blessed him there. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land. Where? Right there, where God told him to stay. He sowed in that land. And he received in the same year 100-fold. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great. And he went forward and grew until he became very great. For Isaac there was the place where he was. Oh, hallelujah. He was all, in other words, he was already there. Sometimes you're already there and don't know it. So while there's a great famine in the land, and people are running to Egypt, which was the logical thing to do, God told Isaac, stay here. So in Isaac's case, here was the place called there. Because it's where God told him to be. Are you with me? Now let me just say this. There may not be just one place for all time. It can be, but it can change. Really? After a period of time, the Bible said Elijah's brook dried up. And the commanded blessings stopped coming. You see Elijah looking up and saying, hey, ravens! Where are you, ravens? I know God said He commanded the blessing to be here, and I'm there, so it's supposed to be here. I'm at the designated drop-off place. Where's my food? Where's my... He's watching for the raven. No raven express today. So he's going, what's up with that? Then the word of the Lord comes to him. After a period of time, his brook dries up. The commanded blessing stops. Here's the question. Was there a problem with Elijah? Was Elijah rebellious? Was Elijah missing God? No. What was the problem? There was no problem. But Cherith was no longer there for him anymore. And to continue to stay there would be rebellion. To continue to stay there would be disobedience. To continue to stay there would be missing commanded blessings. Because God changed there. Oh, yeah. Now watch. I'm going to show you. So God redirects his prophet. 1 Kings 17 and 9, after he's been there, the brook is dried up, the commanded blessings, the raven express not coming anymore. God says, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. See, there changed. There's not Brook Cherith anymore. There is Zarephath. Go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Watch this. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there.
Amen.
To sustain thee. Zarephath means refinery or sanding. First, God sends Elijah to a place of cutting. Now he's sending him to a place of refinement or sanding to get rid of the rough edges. Now, oh Rashiya, hallelujah. Now the commanded blessings are waiting for him at Zarephath. I'm closing now. I'm almost done. I'm giving you a short message tonight. Maybe it's too much to take a hold. Got to break it down in pieces. Watch this. I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you'll miss this. This is one of the greatest revelations in my life. One of the greatest revelations in my life. Some of you have been looking for a way out. Some of you have been looking at your circumstances and you feel like God gave you the wrong directions. I'll be honest. Come on. You just got to be honest about it. Some of you feel like God lost his GPS or he forgot to calibrate it or something. You feel like Isaac, who was wanting to run to Egypt, Isaac's first intent, his first inclination was, get out of this place, run to Egypt, where things look better, where climate was better, where the ground was better, where all the surroundings were better and were in his favor. That was his first inclination. Some of you feel like Joseph in the prison. Why is everybody always picking on me? Some of you feel like Elijah having to eat what the dirty birds are bringing him. But God wants me to tell you, if you are his child, and if you are obedient to him, and if you are listening to his voice, quit looking around for a way out and start looking up for the commanded blessings. Because God knows where you are. And God knows what's happening in your life. And if you jump and you run and you get out of position, you're going to miss blessings that are already on their way.
Amen.
Everybody says, stay there.
Amen.
Say, get there.
Amen.
And stay there.
Stay there.
Hallelujah. For Ezekiel. I told you I was almost done. That means I only got 30 minutes. For Ezekiel, there was a valley of dry bones. But if Ezekiel would have cut and run, or buried his head, or covered his eyes, we would never have the great testimony of God's supernatural resurrection power that turned a valley of dry bones into a mighty army. So instead of looking for everything to line up and feel good and make sense, start prophesying. Hallelujah. Hey, start prophesying to your valley of dry bones. Prophesy to your body. Prophesy to your finances. Prophesy to your relationships. Prophesy to the mountains in your life and tell that mountain to go into the sea and tell that mountain that you are not moving and tell that mountain that God sent you there and one of the two of you got to go and it ain't going to be you. Tell that mountain, God sent me here. This is there in my life. And one of us has got to go and it's not going to be me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophesy. Maybe tonight you're not there yet. Maybe tonight
You didn't even know there was a place. Maybe you didn't even realize that you have missed commanded blessings because you weren't there. You weren't in position. When we miss commanded blessings. Somebody prophesied over my wife and I one time years ago. And they said, God has commanded people to bless you. God has commanded people to bless you. I didn't understand that, but I'm telling you something. According to the scripture, they're commanded blessings. God puts a command in the atmosphere. He puts a command, just like he commanded that widow to sustain Elijah. He commanded the ravens. The ravens could just as easily have been people that listened to the voice of God and obeyed God. He commanded the ravens to sustain the prophet at that place. He commanded him. The blessings, the commanded blessings came to the prophet as long as he stayed in position. As long as he obeyed the voice of God. As long as he was there. I'm telling you tonight, there are commanded blessings in our lives. God has commanded blessings to come to your life. But if you get out of position, you'll miss them. And if you don't get in position, you'll miss them. And sometimes there is where you already are. And sometimes there is where God is sending you. But the thing is, wherever there is your commanded blessing. Wherever there is where God's going to meet you. Wherever there is, I told you, there is a place of revelation. Wherever there is a place of provision. When Joseph's family got to Goshen and they got there, they were provided for. Amen. They didn't have to struggle anymore. They didn't have to worry anymore. The whole country was in famine, but they were living in abundance. Kurashaya. Why? Because they went there. When you get there, there's a supply there. When you get there's protection there. When you get there's provision there. When you get there, you're going to find out there are commanded blessings, watch this, that have been waiting on you to get there. I'm telling you, my friend, I'm telling you, there is divine supernatural favor that is waiting to fall on you when you get there. Glory to God. Come on, lift up your hands right now and tell the Lord, take me there, Lord. Take me there. Help me to get there. And if you're there already, ask the Lord to help you not to cut and run. Ask Him to help you stay and stay it out. God, I thank you tonight, Lord God. I thank you for the wisdom of your word. I thank you for the revelation of your word, God. I thank you, Lord, there is a place called there. And there are blessings and there are provisions. And there is protection there, God. And there's revelation there, and there's nourishment there, and there's strength there, God. Oh, Rasta Dabakaya, there's provision there, God. Everything we need, God, is waiting for us at the place called there. Lord, lead us to that place tonight, God. Open our eyes to see that place tonight, God. We don't want to miss the commanded blessings. We don't want to miss the provisions. We don't want to miss what you have prepared for us, God. For there are prepared blessings waiting on us, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many can say tonight that you know in this house without a shadow of a doubt that you know that God has brought you to places in life and you know that when you got there, blessings started coming in your life. Look at that. Yes, look at that. You know that. You know that for a fact. And sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes God will change the position of there. Sometimes God will do like he did the prophet and he will say, now it's time for you to go there. But you know what our problem is? Sometimes we say, but God, it was there when you told me to come here. And I'm used to here now.
That's right.
Why would you send me there?
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. I've lived it. I've lived it over and over and over. I've lived it. I've been in a place. God said, go there. We go. God sends us in this particular direction. The time when we launched out in the ministry, and I told you before, but this time when it was a big choice.
When we left our home and we left everything back in Oklahoma, we came out to California, and we had to make a decision whether we were going to go back to Oklahoma, and she was going to go back to work and at a job that she was already working, that she already had, that she was only on vacation for 3 months. And so we had to make a decision. Is she going to go back, take that job? Or is God actually telling us that this is there for us? Is he actually telling us it's time to cut it loose? Now, friend, that was a big decision. That wasn't easy. So I prayed. And when I prayed, I kept on praying. My wife would come and say, did God say anything to you yet? No. She'd come and she'd say, has the Lord talked to you yet? She's getting close, you know. And we got one more month. You know, you better go pray. And I did pray. I did pray because, see, I'm telling you, it was important. It was, but you know what? I heard God. And God gave me a direction and God gave me an instruction. And we did it. We operated on that instruction. And we obeyed God. And we let that job go to come here, which for us was there. I mean, in California. But I'm telling you, friend, we wouldn't be here right now tonight if we hadn't been there when God said go there. If we hadn't obeyed that voice, if we hadn't listened to what God said and took the step out of what we were comfortable with, what we were used to, what we knew how to work with and adjust to, a particular climate, a particular situation, a particular income. But when we made the choice and said, God, we're going to go there, commanded blessings began to come to our lives. Come on, lift your hands one more time. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost through the people. Shalom Shah. Roshite Bristo Pokateme. Randeste Nibritando. Shada Rande Vishite. Lord Rasha Barikana. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you're big enough to orchestrate our lives. You're big enough to lead us into the right paths. You're big enough, Lord, to put us where we need to be at the right time in our lives. You're big enough, Lord, even if it looks like it's like Joseph's prison, Lord, there's a reason I'm there. There's a reason. There's a reason. Even though I may be going through the valley of the shadow of death, God, there's a reason. There's something there for me, God. And you're with me there. You're not leaving me, Lord. And I thank you, God, that even in that place, Lord, that there's a commanded blessing. And Lord, you have positioned me there for a reason. Somebody needs me. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs what we have to give. And let me tell you, and I'm finished with this thought tonight. Understand something tonight. Sometimes God will send you there, not just for yourself. Do you know that God put, you can disagree with me, you can say, no, it wasn't God, it was the people. But do you know God orchestrated Paul and Silas getting thrown into jail? Because there was a jailer in there that he wanted to reach. Because there was a jailer in there that needed salvation. There was a family in there that needed to hear the gospel. And God said, I know I got just the right person for the job. Paul and Silas will do the job. Even in the inner prison, they'll do the job. And so God orchestrated situations to get them there for the sake of that jailer and his family. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let's all stand all over the building tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe tonight you feel like you're there. I feel like I'm there. Maybe tonight you're looking and you haven't quite recognized there yet. Maybe tonight you feel like you might have stepped out of there. I don't know what that situation is for you in your life. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to pray for just a few minutes, just a minute or two. And I just want you to pray and ask God to orchestrate your life, to lead you by His Spirit and place you where He wants you. Place you with the people that you're supposed to be with. Place you in the environment that He wants you in. The environment and the place where commanded blessings are waiting on you. Come on, just tell Him. Talk to the Lord tonight. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I am not smart enough to orchestrate my life. I'm not smart enough to decide the steps of my life. I'm not smart enough to figure out where I should go and where I should turn and what roads to take and what roads not to take. I'm not smart enough even to know the associations in my life. Lord, I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need your Holy Spirit navigation system in my life, God. I need you to orchestrate my life. I need you to order the steps of my life. Lord, I might want to go this way, but you want me to go that way. I might want to go right, Lord, but you want me to go left. I might want to stop, but you want me to move forward. I might want to go forward, but you want me to stop. Lord, I just want to be obedient. And I just want you to orchestrate my life and lead me and guide me by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many believe tonight he'll do it? How many believe he will do it? He will lead you and he will guide you. He will position you. He will place you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you get in the place, somebody said one time, and you probably heard this, but somebody said one time, places are not important. Places don't mean anything. Geographical location doesn't mean anything. Well, tell that to the fish. You put the fish out on the land and tell the fish, hey, geographical location don't mean nothing. No, it does to that fish. He's going to die. There's a reason that fish needs water. There are places that God sends us to. Yes, they're important. God knows where he wants us. He knows who he wants us connected with. Glory to God. I'm so glad I know him. Aren't you glad you know him?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Clap your hands one more time. Give God a big praise. And thank him for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And one more time, I want to make mention of the fact I do have membership cards. If you're wanting to become a member, we want you to. We appreciate you. We love you. We love you already being here. But if you want to be a member of our church, we want you to. I believe membership is important. If you believe in what God is doing, you want to connect. You want to become a part of what God is doing. So I'm going to leave these membership cards here again, and you can avail yourself of those. Amen. All right, shake hands. Be friendly. Amen. Love each other. God bless you. Appreciate you tonight for being here.